Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci, author of Personal Brilliance. Jim, tell us a little bit more about you and your company, what you do, what you guys do.
Sure. Well, we've got an eclectic mix, Jim. We deal with two sides of the coin, and one is the leadership of large organizational change, and the other is represented by Personal Brilliance, is the being innovative and the habit of personal innovation. And that's where Personal Brilliance comes from. Mm-hmm. So they're related. We come up with a great idea, and then we implement it and bring that change to an organization. So all of that falls under the umbrella of leadership and just two specialized areas of leadership.
Jim Cantarucci, a C on the front and two C's before the I at the end. So jimcantarucci.com. Jim, we were talking about leading and developing people, and I was asking, and we went to the break to talk about this when we came back, and that is, When you're trying to help people to improve, isn't mentoring a better way to approach it than just critiquing them? Even if you're critiquing them in the most professional and best way, isn't mentoring that kind of a philosophy and environment, isn't that better?
Well, the critique is in the context of the mentoring. If the critique stands alone by itself, it's just viewed as nitpicking, mm-hmm. you know, it's nagging. But if we have the relationship of mentoring, our goal is to get better together, assuming a one-on-one relationship, then if we're both working on that at the same time, we just use the activity that occurs throughout the day as a great example to work through. You know, it's a football team who reviews the film after a game, mm-hmm. right? And we look at each individual play because we're trying to get better. So, when I think back about the best critiques I've received, actually they weren't when I made a mistake. They were when I did something very well.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about how do we now take this to the next level. So that's the perspective that we're looking for. I'm not trying to give us license to be nasty, to just be nagging and picking and critiquing our organization. That doesn't go over well, obviously. Nobody likes that. And it's very difficult for the leader as well. What I'm talking about is creating that environment so that we can move to the next levels of development for each individual person on their path mm-hmm. at their time frame, right? That's key. So it's strategically thinking about this, Jim, that's key.
And of course, you want to leave them with a challenge, don't you? How do you challenge them the right way?
Well, as we talk about this, the number one key here is that you have to care. If you care, then creating a challenge makes sense. You know, you're going to be able to provide feedback and guidance. You have to show you care first. You're going to make that extra effort.
Right.
So that's really where establishing
the mentorship comes in, doesn't it?
Well, exactly, and creating challenges. If you're doing it going in, so Jim, we want to get better at having a relationship with this other department. So here's the gauntlet I'm going to throw down. Now work with that as you go through. Have the interaction. Now come back and let's review that. See, that's a conscious effort, and I'm creating these challenges as we go as the leader, and having you jump these hurdles as we progressively get better.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if we're both working on this at the same time, this is a natural thing. It's not a I'm picking on you kind of a situation.
So,
and that's how we create those challenges.
So establishing a mentoring, critiquing relationship, you said if you care, that needs to be said first, doesn't it? I mean, you need to say, look, I'm going to be, when I talk to you about these things, when I give you corrections, when I talk to you about something that you've done that wasn't quite right, you know, understand that this is me trying to help you grow as a professional. That kind of conversation establishes the mentorship, doesn't it?
So many things go without saying. That's not one of them. We have to actually
say that again. I like that.
So many things go without saying. That's not one of them. We have to actually say that we care and talk about how we're going to care and what it's going to look like and what our relationship's going to be. And if we have those rules established, then we could lean on them as we go forward.
Well said. Well said, Jim. Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen, CantarucciI.com is where you find him and all the stuff that he does. Hey, Jim, good job today. Come back soon.
I'll be back anytime you ask, Jim. No
Jim,
problem. Thank you.
Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Jim joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.